Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett Family Resort down on Houston County Lake, and Texas-raised hunting products, makers of the cover scent and attractants that Larry and I use. Well, folks, I tell you where we're going to head right now. We're going to head up to the wilds of northwest Red River County and visit with my lifelong friend, Mike Ford. SMU's Mike Ford, NFL Mike Ford. All of you know Mike Ford. Mike, thank you for spending a little time with us, buddy.
Good morning, Luke. You already just say it's just Mike Ford from Mesquite, then that'd probably cover most of it. I don't know if they know any of that other stuff.
Mike Ford from Mesquite and SMU. Yep, they all know who you are, Mike. What they might not know, though, folks, now, I was raised in Red River County as the duck flies, we figure, 6.5-7 miles from Mike and Lori's. Lori is Mike's wife. They're Rio Rojo Rancho. Now, Mike has went to some native Red River County land, like I was raised on, and created an outdoor paradise. I was up there, Mike, you know, this past week for right. Just a little short 101-degree temperature outing, you know.
My God. Still summertime in northeast Texas, Luke. There's but, no doubt.
But by now, we've had some cool. This was a couple of weeks ago, folks, when I was up there. By now, we've had a little bit of cooling, and fall is coming. But Jeff Rice, who's an awesome videographer, and he's the one that films and puts together this little outdoor show that Jeff and I have been doing every week for about 4 months now. Mike, the folks can go and watch and see some of these deer right now on Facebook, and about 4,000 to 11,000 people every week, depending on who knows what, is watching these shows. Folks, go to Facebook and like Friendly News, Friendly News, and you all these shows are archived, but Jeff got some great pictures, Mike, of the big bucks.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I think he might have sent you some of the video already. But anyway, some monster whitetails. But the story right now, or the what I want to help get out, axis deer. You've got axis all on, in those woods, bunches of them. And that's what I was hunting, but the axis really was smarter than me. they decided to wait till the evening time to move, Mike.
You know, the axis have been a blessing for us, Luke. It's, if someone calls the ranch and say, hey, I want to go deer hunting in August or September, then we can come hunt axis deer literally 365 days a year. They're the best table fare that the good Lord's got to offer out of the wild kingdom in North America, in my eyes. We had some axis meat over the weekend with some guests, and just it's as good as it gets. And for somebody to be able to hunt literally year-round for an axis deer, by law, they don't have to have a license for a tag for an axis. They have to have a hunting license. And the table fare of it is phenomenal. The hides make beautiful mounts. And it's just a fun deer to hunt. They're tough because they're group animals. There's not two or three axis together. There's 10 or 20 of them, and you got to fool all of them to get a shot with a bow, especially.
You do, and the fact is, it was honestly is 101 degrees. Just had a little short run up there, Jeff and I, one day. And to be frank with you, I told Jeff, I said, if we're able to connect with an axis, we're going to be very fortunate. And of course, looking at the trail cameras, they was up when the sun set. They was up feeding, but there's a return time for that, and I bet you I'll hopefully get that new gearhead bow, and I've got it shooting real good, Mike. Just need to spend the time to get within 25 yards
yeah,
of one, you know?
A good looking bow. I've never seen a
gearhead.
A center riser, you know, your sights in the middle of the riser.
Yeah.
They're always to one side or the other. I'm going to be interested in seeing that bow get developed.
Yes, sir. They've been working on it for the gearhead archery for several years, but it's been available for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. They have patents that a lot of the bow companies use. They're pretty sharp folks there at Gearhead. Old Skip Peterson, I've known Skip a long time. But, yeah, it's a great bow. But back to the deer, people that want to get them an axis, I mean, we got all the fall hunting seasons coming up, Mike,
right,
and
right.
What would be wrong with having a bunch of axis steak, maybe some, you know, axis backstrap and the ground axis with the little pork fat in the freezer.
I have some of all that kind of meat.
I know you do.
Here's the unique thing about it, Luke. We live in northeast Texas. We've got a high fence. We've had a breeding program for years. We've sold out of the breeding program. But we still got a tremendous amount of deer in our woods. But even with that, the state in their regulations only let us hunt does X amount of days a year. With the axis doe, I could have someone come in here and hunt a whitetail buck from September the 28th to about January the 7th, 8th, or 9th, something like that. We can shoot an axis doe every day we see her.
I know.
It doesn't have to be whitetail season. But with my whitetail hunters that arrive here and we do not have a doe season open during that time, per the state's regulations, we can shoot an axis doe 365 days a year. That season's open.
And like you were talking when we were talking off the air there, Mike, it's, you know, you've got to keep their numbers in check.
It's no different than imagine a 10-acre pond.
Yep.
If you didn't take small bass out of it and put forage fish in it, then eventually that 10-acre pond turns into a 10-acre high fence that has too many animals in it. They've eat all the forage fish. They've eat all the bait fish. So they get into, they're stunted. They don't have enough natural growth, groceries, if you may, to develop. So no different than taking small bass out of a pond, having a great fish fry. You're managing your pond. I have to do the same thing with a 400-acre high fence place. I have to take animals out of here, or I look up in a couple of years, I got way more animals than we can even manage, can't afford to feed them, so their quality starts declining.
Yep.
So our whole deal is to shoot the bucks, shoot the does, keep a herd balance, keep new blood in the herd, if you may. And it's worked for us so far. We got a bunch of beautiful axis deer and some phenomenal whitetails, as you boys know.
I tell you, Mike, I put eyes on those deer, I think, three different occasions. They were not within bow range. I swear I saw, there's no telling how many I didn't see, but I saw one buck. That rascal had some headgear on him. He was gold medal. He looked to me like, for what little look I could get at him. But
you know, Luke, I've spent a large part of my adult life trying to educate myself about white-tailed deer. A lot of it was down in South Texas, and it's all about shooting mature deer. And if you get a deer to 4, 5 years old, 6 years old, they've reached the pinnacle of their time. If the groceries have been good for them through the years, then the pinnacle of their headgear should be at that time. Body, headgear, all of it. And to be able to hunt those deer when we know they're mature, I could shoot 25 bucks a year in here, Luke, but that'd last about 3 or 4 years. Then I wouldn't have no bucks to shoot because I've eliminated an age class if I shot that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our
yep.
goal is to shoot 5 and 6 year old deer. We shoot 6 to 10 of them a year. Depends on how many of them make it to that age. The young deer, if they're 3 years old and older, and they're just an 8-point or a 6-point or a 7-point and don't have tall times or good brow times, we're going to shoot them deer because they fall into the category of a management buck, or in some people's eyes, a cull buck. I don't like the word cull because that's degrading a wonderful animal that the good Lord and Mother Nature has provided for us for a natural resource. Cull does not work for me. Management deer work for me. And so that way we help keep our numbers intact. We let the lesser bucks not get involved in the breeding program in the pasture. We let the better bucks try to breed them does, you know.
Yep, exactly. You know, Mike, you are right on track with me. One of my pet peeves, and I probably won't make everybody happy once they know my mindset, but snow geese, magnificent birds, regal birds, good eating birds if you know how to cook them. The term tundra maggot, I cannot handle that.
No,
it's disrespectful. I mean, I don't want to get on a soapbox here, but wild hogs, field rats, a hog, a swine is. If it weren't for swine, there'd probably been a lot of. I'm not sure our country would have survived in the
sure
early
our
days.
Country would have survived either.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we got to. It's important to respect wildlife like that. Anyway, yeah, cull buck won't work. Management buck will, Mike. People that want to that are listening and say, Red River County, that's not too far away. Or maybe they're listening in Dumas, Texas, and Red River County is a long way.
Look, I've got regular visitors from as far away as California every year. We've had hunters from Alaska that come down here to kill a hog.
Yep.
We've had hunters from all over the East Coast. It's amazing the people that have come through in general. Most of them are still friends, and we hear from them on a regular basis. Some of them come back often and hunt. And it's been a ton of fun to take a small place. 100 acres of our place has been in our family since 1880. And to take it and build around it and add acreage to it and take a childhood dream and turn it into where I've got 180 and 200 and 220-inch bucks on my ranch. And to take what I've spent my life in Cotulla and Pearsall dreaming about, to be able to come home and take a small piece of property and truly turn it into a management mega place, if you may.
Yep.
In my personal opinion, the key ingredient on a small acreage is a high fence. You don't get to let deer grow up on 400 acres in northeast Texas unless you have a high fence, because these deer are going to get shot when they're legal over 13 inches. I don't disrespect that. I respect it, because if let our deer herd get to have some mature animals, we're killing 160 and 180-inch free-range deer up here just about every year now. Not necessarily here with us, but other neighbors in the area. So you know that the management of the 13-inch rule is working. But we have a little different deal. We've got a chance to kill a trophy. I have hunted 100 days a year in my life. I've spent 100 days in Cotulla during deer season. Thank goodness I had a job that let me do that. But not everybody gets to go for 100 days. They get 3 days once a year, or maybe 2 3-day or 4 or 5-day trips to take their kids on a hunt. That's who I feel like the good Lord put me here for, to take those people that don't get the opportunity like you and I did as kids in Red River County, where we had uncles and elders that took us and showed us how to squirrel hunt, how to clean a deer, how to clean a hog, how to set lines in the Red River and catch catfish. We learned that from our elders. I feel like it's my duty to teach that to the kids below me and the friends and the guys and the gals that don't get to come to a place like this or spend time growing up around a place like this. I have something special for them to see on the weekend when they come.
You do, Mike. You and Lori have done an awesome job up there. Folks, we're about out of time. I want to Rio Rojo Rancho. Mike, they can go to that website and learn it all.
That's RioRojoRancho.com will tell you everything we do. And if you read that and you have any questions, please write them down and get a hold of me.
And leave a number, Mike, for people that might want to call and visit with you.
You bet. Our ranch number, Luke, is 903-674-3750. RioRojoRancho.com. Either one will get us, and we'll sure respond back to you and be glad to work out a deal that fits just you and your family.
Well, Mike, thank you a lot, buddy, and we'll see you. Hope to see you real soon.
Luke, happy trails. Be safe out there hunting season.